Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Lamed. Picking up on Chav Tesma Beis Bada Bama to page 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up or so from the bottom. The words are Amar Rava. So we are dealing with the statement from Levi Saba that are talking about the question of whether you have it's mitchila b'atzof or only b'sof. Another Gemara is against Akasha, against the one that says that it's only b'sof. Amar Rava, that'll be Levi. Ikasha li akasha, this is the question. The man da amar ein alushchita ela l'b'sof, that would be Levi. Liflog b'echshera d'para. Why don't we go ahead and just have the machlokas, this in the case of the para aduma itself, right? A cow that was not puzzled during the service. Kegon, shechtu b'trei gavri. Let's say it's done where it was shechted with two people at the same time. The gavra kama lo mitama. The first one is not going to become tame. If a gavra basa mitama, the second one is going to be tame. Right, his clothing, according to Levi, the Tana should have made this distinction also. Amar Rav Yosef, trei gavri b'chad zivcha kama. You're talking about a case that's going to be two people with only one carbon. Bar minei dehahu. No. Take that out of this discussion here. Why? The time is the Tanina, because we don't have a Braisa. Tizbach, the Pasuk says, you shall slaughter, which tells you, watch, lo yushnaim shechtem sefer chachot. You should have two people that shechtem the same one. Tizbachu, and when it says the word tizbachu, that shall slaughter it, is you shall slaughter it, is shaloye echad shochet shnei zbachim. You shouldn't have one person shechting two things at the same time with one fell swoop. Rav Kahana, Tizbacheyu Ksif. Rav Kahana said that the word should be written Tizbacheyu. And since the, that you could read it, pardon me, as Tizbacheyu. So we're not talking about a case, you have two people that are going and doing it. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says back, Lav it my law, but didn't we say about this Baisa? Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Yochan, Zu Divi Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. This is the opinion of Elazar Rav Shimon. Beep, turn the page. Lam and Lav. Stim saw, who's a Stam, Tana, quoted, right, without anyone actually arguing. As Rav Yochanan, he had a Mesorah, that the Brisa we're talking over here, was one of the anonymous Mishnayos and Brisas that represents the opinion of Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. Aval Chachamim, Amarim, the Chachamim say, Shnayim Shochtin Zevach Echad. No, you can have two people. You're able to have two people that are shechting one thing. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Nami Liflog. And not only that, even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it's possible to be making a distinction in reference to Tuma in the case of a valid paraduma. Kegon, Deshachat, Chad, Gavra, B'shin, Sudarim. Let's say you have one person shechting with two different sudarim, two different kerchiefs, like handkerchiefs he's wearing, like on his head, two different bandanas, two different turbans. The sudar kama lo mitame. First, it's not going to be tame when you pull it off. Is put on the other one, versus the basa mitame. The second one's going to become tame. If you really hold that it's only libasof, you could have said it like that. The fact that you didn't do that must be that it's mitchila v'yatsof. Says Gemara, Ella, no. No, nice try. Bifsua the parakamari. The Tana is speaking about a case of a invalidated paraduma. Bechshera lo kamari. It's not dealing with a case of a fit paraduma. So therefore, this Mishnah para doesn't really give us an answer between Yochanan and Levi. Masiv Rabbi Di Baravin. We're going to go again to try to knock off Levi Saba from another Mishnah. Uba Moed Lishmo Potter. We're talking about over here that you're not allowed to go. The pasuk says, "Lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi." You can't have chametz at the time that you're shechting the carbon pesach. Rashi says, "Beshochet a pesach al chametz kai." A berak tamid nishchat and psachim. And you're not allowed to go and do it when you're owning chametz. But let's say you went ahead and you lost your animal to shecht the carbon pesach on the 14th, and you shecht another one. Then you find it on pesach, and then you shecht it on pesach. And then you go and you shecht it, and you happen to have chametz. And the pasuk says you can't shecht them without having chametz. And the person does shecht them without having chametz. And the person does it, then you're going to be putter. Shelo lishmo chayef. But if you shecht it, not lishmo. In other words, not for the sake of a karm pesach, but rather you did it for the sake of a shlamim, then you're taka going to be chayef. Shelo lishmo chayef. Of vinamba. And we ask a question about this time, what's the reason why you're over this iser of lo sishlo dam chametz? The shalol lishmo is because he had a mind to do it, not for its own sake. Like you said specifically, it's going to be done for a shlamim. Hastama, that means if you were stam and you didn't say anything, then pater, you taka be pater. Vamay pater. Pesach b'shayim masashana shlamim. We know that Pesach the rest of the year is called a shlamim. So one who shechs a Pesach during the chag without specifying, you know, any sort of particular intent of what he's doing over here, he did a good shechita and should be chayiv v'yis chametz. Shma mina, kum t'choyste naran. What comes out from here? That Pesach b'shayim masashana boyakira. That on the rest of the days of the year, the rest, you need to uproot it actively. And say it's doing for shlamim. Ve amar, right? As long as one shechs the Pesach out of its time without having proper particular kavana, right? It doesn't specifically uproot it, then it's going to be not a good carbon. And the shechita does not violate the pasuk of having chametz on it. Okay, va'amru b'chia bar gamda, nizukam b'pichabura va'amru. This was thrown out by the chabura. They said, not thrown out in a bad way, in a good way. They all said that generally, the chiyav is not dependent on a conscious annulment of the Pesach. Hacham ha'eskinan, what case are we dealing with over here? That the Mishnah is coming and telling us that the chiyav depends on annulment. You're going to Yabailim, it's me and Mason. Talking about the case on the 14th of Nisan, the owners of the Karban Pesach were Tamei Meis. The Nidchen, the Pesach Sheni, we just read yesterday in Eretz Yisrael, that we are, no, today, we have a Shabbos. The Nidchen Pesach Sheni, in which case they're going to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni, which is on the 14th of, not of Nisan, but of Iyar, to Stama L'Shmokai. And the original Pesach Karban can be brought at that time without further specific, you know, if you don't specify, designate it as a Karban Pesach, then that's what it is. Right? And nothing happened to make it no good. V'hai hu d'bay akira. And that type of Pesach actually needs to be an akira to be accurate from his designation, because the Pesach designation remains in force until the 14th of Iyar. Ha acher lo bay akira. That would imply that any other type of thing, like a Pesach that was lost on the 14th of Nisan, it doesn't have to straight up say akira of that thing in order to be chayav, because since the time of the shechita passed, it automatically becomes a shlamim. Okay, what's the question? It's a long line, a lot of stuff to ask a question against Levi. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomi Shlomi Shechita Mitchilat, so if you're going to say this shechita from the beginning to the end, yeah, the Rav Yochanan says, and if Salei Mitchilat Shechita, then the Karban Pesach became already possible at the beginning of the shechita, and for that reason, the Mishnah will let him off the hook of having say it's only at the very end, and kivud the shachad beporta, once he shechs a little bit, that the animal is no longer able to be left until the second Pesach, till Pesach Sheni, itchile mipesach. It's removed from that whole Pesach status, and it becomes a shlamim. At that he's doing a shechita, right? Idach ki kashachit. So when he cuts the rest of it, shlamim kashachit. He's cutting a shlamim, a good shlamim. Since he does so during the chag of Pesach, while he owns chametz, the Mishnah should have said that he's chayev. The fact that the Mishnah didn't say that seems to knock off Levi. Says the Gemara, no, Abaye nehi de itchile mi Pesach. In a chinami that it's removed from being used as a Pesach, but because it can't be used, you know, it can't be held until Pesach Shei anymore. Mi de mei Pesach mi itchi is also. You want to say that the value was removed from it? Theoretically, you have an opportunity to go ahead and sell the animal before you complete the cutting over at the time of the shechita, and then buy a replacement Pesach with this money over there. So if it's still in the category, v'chitema boi hamada v'aracha, and if you want to say that this particular Pesach carbon can't be redeemed, because in order to redeem something, in order to be poded, you need to be able to be standing and to appraise it when standing. That's just the halacha of how it works. And this animal, which is in the middle of being shechted, obviously can't stand up. V'atanan,
No, that can't be that there's a problem there, because we have another Mishnah which says, Shachat Bashnaim or Ruf Shnaim, we shachted two or a majority of two, but dying him for Chesis, and he's still shaking about, Harihik Chayil Chodre, it's considered alive for everything. So it's possible to redeem the Pesach that we're talking about here, because the animal is still alive. Therefore, it doesn't knock off the way that, it doesn't knock off Levi, Saba. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Let's say a person goes and they shecht in two or three places. Okay, shechita sukshera. And they said this din from Shmuel. Amar Li said to me, "Bina shnicha shechita mefaras v'leka." We need a clearly open shechita, and you don't have it over here. Rashi says megula. Vinikeris, the Hainu b'makom echa. It's got to be one place. You don't have it here, so they're clearly it's not going to be a good shechita. Okay, let's back up Shmuel now. Right, that was Shmuel's statement over here. It's not going to be good. V'afar b'shimen b'nakash shavar b'inan shechita b'faras. Damar Rabbi Shem b'nakash minayin l'shechita b'shim b'faras. How do we know it's going to be discernible? Shenemar, as opposed to it says, chitz shachat l'shonam mirma diber. It says their tongue is a sharpened arrow. It speaks deceit. And the Gemara understands it's comparing the shechita to an arrow. The teacher, just like an arrow cuts only in one place, so also shechita is going to cut only in one place. Masiv Rabbi Elazar, shnayim ochsim b'sakim b'shochnit. Let's say the Mishnah says on the Lamed Beis, we're going to see that if two people hold the knife and they shecht at the same time, afil echad mil malav echad mil mata, even if one does above, right, in other words, close to the animal's head, one below, closer to the chest, shechita sukshera. Why would it be good? Like a shechita for us. You don't have this clear shechita. It's one knife and two people. Therefore, it's not a brat. It's one. It is for us. They're holding the knife on an angle. Amr le, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi said, if it's really true that the two people are holding one knife, then let's say Tana taught him Bryce about this. We're not worried that maybe you're going to make the animal to a treifa. We're saying it's two knives and two people. And Shapir, then it's good that he's been saying the Tana is telling us that the shechita is going to be good. Well, the Tamer, you would have thought, we should be worried that maybe the two shochtim are lying one on the other to do the actual shechita by doing the greater part. Pailo asi lemefed ruba. Pailo asi lemefed, neither one is doing ruba. Kamash malan dein choshen. They're just going to tell you that. We're not. Choshesh. Lil iyamad besakin achas or shnei b'nei adam. But if you're telling me that it's actually one knife and two people, then hai ein choshen shami yitru zel zeh. Shami Yidro Suzel Zemi Bailey. Well, why is this? Maybe they're going to be treifa one another. Really should be worried that maybe what's going to happen, one's going to press the knife into the neck. Since each one of them can pull the knife in a different direction while pressing it against the animal's neck, then maybe they're going to sever the pipes with one downward thing, which is a problem of Jerusa, of pressing. Right? So the Tana should have assured us that we don't have to be worried about that. Amalei Rabbi Abba. It says Tani Enichaim. It says switch the lashon to say Ein Choshesin. Beep. Turn the page. On the base. Shami Yidrosu Zelza. Okay. We're not Choshesin. Maybe they're going to be Doris, one on the other. And therefore we answer that question right there. Must have Rabbi Avin. Okay. Hold on a second. There's another kasha in the Shmuel over here. Shachat. That's a veshet lamata. One shach the veshet. That's the esophagus, the lower part closer to the chest. Ve'esakana lamala, and the trachea above. The upper part of the trachea, closer to the head. Oh, it's the veshet lamala. Or let's say he did the veshet, the esophagus above, and he did the kara lamata, shechita sukshera. Oh my. Why should it be good? Doing one simon lower and one simon higher. Down a nice, sweet, wide, clear, open shtekel. Humos lava humafarkla. He asked the question, and he came along and he gave an answer as well. B'shchita hasuya kolmos. We're talking about a case that the shchita was done like the slanted writing of a pen. They didn't cut through the pipes in two separate areas, but it was one continuous thing. It did diagonally up or down. At the one point, it ended up being higher, one point it ended up being lower. It was out of one place, and it's considered discernible and clear and for us. Hahu Torah, story time. Hahu Torah, the Ishchat B'Shtayim, which was a Makomas. It was an ox that was cut in two or three places by the Shochet. All Rabbi Yitzchak by Shmuel Bar Marsa. And Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Shmuel Bar Marsa, son of Marsa, came. Shakal Mishufrei Shufrei. He took from the best meat. Amalir Zera Limadatinu Rabbeinu. The way you're behaving, you teach us that Mishnah Sina Mishnei Sakinim Mishnei Meriyantam. Our Mishnah is talking of even of two knives and two people that are slaughtering separately. Rashi says that Mishnah Seinu de Katani Shnayim Ochsen Besakin Afilu Mishnei Sakinim de Kamachshir. It's even with two different knives, he's going to machshir it over here. Amazing. Amar Vidam Rav. Hechelid Sasakin being similar semen. The Shochet borrowed the knife between one pipe and the other pipe. Upasko, and he cut the lower pipe with, you know, the way it's supposed to be done. And then he pulled out the knife and he cut the upper part, the pipe. Psula, it's going to be puzzle because the borrowing itself is a problem. Tachas or. If, let's say, he borrowed the underneath the skin with a knife and then he properly did it, then share is going to be kosher. My Kamash Malan, what are you coming to teach me? Tanina, we learned to the Mishnah. Osha Hechlid is the second Tachas Hasheni. Well, let's say even if he properly severed, you know, after properly doing the first pipe, he borrowed the knife under the second pipe. Upsako, and then he cut it from back to front. Or be shaved over the veil. He says the veil, Rekiva over Trefa, it's a Trefa. Both say, however, the borrowing with the knife invalidates the Shechita. Why does Rav have to repeat it? Imi must he say, if the only thing of borrowing is going to be learned from our Mishnah later on, Havamina Hani Mili Mimatalamana. I would say that these words are applying only when he did the borrowing from the borrowing from the from below to above from bottom to top, right? And that's the case of the Mishnah because the knife was put under the lower pipe. The Shochet's only possible cutting motion was upwards. The look of it is not the normal of shchita. From a malamata, we did it from the top of the bottom to cover. But actually, we did it the normal way. And mishapadami kamashon, you'd say it's actually good kamashon. Therefore, we had to say that it's not going to be good either. Tachas or share, if it's underneath, it's going to be good. Be rav or me tachas or any odea. I don't know whether it's going to be good or not. Ibayilu the be rav. Ibayilu me tachas or any odea. When, according to Rav, we said that when the first part under the skin, Rav said, I don't know. Tachas matlis mahu. What's the din of one burrowed with a knife underneath a cloth that was tied around the animal's neck, right, to protect the some sort of wound over there? Tachas tamrim is subach mahu. And what if it's burrowed with a knife underneath the matted wool of the animal's neck and then shechted? Teku. By Rav Papa, Hechlid b'miyot simanim, if after he properly shechs the greater part of the simanim, the Shochet then put the knife, he borrowed the knife, while severing the lesser parts of the pipe's mouth, is going to be then. How about the Gemara? Take a great question. We got to wait till the Leo.
Frezak the next Hailing of Mishnah, Shochet Shnei Rosh and Ge'echad. If someone shechs two heads at once, they have two animals, one next to the other, and you take one knife and go from all across, and you hit them both. Shechita Shoshet, Shcher, the Shechita will be kosher. Shnayim oksim b'sakim b'shochet. If two people holding a knife and they shecht the same animal now, Rashi says behim achas one animal. Then I feel echad amalav echad amata. Even if one is above and one is below, still shchitas sukser. The shchita will be kasher. Hittas is a rosh b'bas achas. If one severed the head with one stroke, Rashi says ka'adam amatis kana, like doing a reed or the las or a gourd. Psula, it's going to be puzzle. Hayashokto. Hayashokit vihitis is a rosh for basachas. Let's say someone was shechting and he severed the head with one stroke. So then, yesh basakin malot savar.
like the difference between this and the previous case is hitta the rosh by v'achsachas is like when Rashi says a reed or a gourd, you chop it like you press very forcefully. It's like drasa. Then instead of the normal sawing motion, then it's a problem. But Yishochev hittes the rosh v'achsachas. We did it that way. Rashi says behava rishona. When Yishochev b'mishicha v'hittes as a rosh behava rishona atzal hifsek leholich leholich. Then if the knife measures the width of the neck, right, the blade of the knife is long enough to extend the width of the neck, the animal's neck beyond it, right, the blade measures two neck widths of the animal is being shechted, share, then it's going to be kosher. Because the knife that long can sever the pipes in a single stroke, and the shochet doesn't have to go to press. If you do it with a shorter blade, then it's going to involve something which is going to be no good because you end up pressing the shecht. That's a problem. Hayishochiv hit the shnei roshim b'mazachas. Somebody shechting any severed two heads with one stroke. Right, put two animals side by side, and you know you got both of them. Misakin below tzavar echa. There's a width of one neck. Then kshera. It's going to be kosher. It's long enough to extend the width of one neck beyond the two necks of the shechted animals. Right, that is that if the knife measures the width of one neck going beyond kshir, then it's going to be kosher. But what are we talking about over here? When does it be that the knife must measure one neck width more than the area being shechted apply? It's only talking about the case where you went one way and not back. Ohevi v'holich or back, but not forward. Then it's got to be that big. If he goes back and forth, right? Back and forth. Even if a blade is like tiny, even with like a scalpel, it's still going to be good. Rashi says, "Tar dak v'katamod or feel v'zemel afagav tikal migzar atu yesh lo kranim kilukam." People are going to say, "But there's a reason to do gzera." Still, it's going to be good. Kshera, it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara. Minani mili. How do we know that the shechita with pressing, with the chopping, like is going to be no good? Amar shmod amar kra chet shachut l'shon l'mirmadiver the tongue. It's like a sharpened arrow. It speaks deceit. Right, Rashi says, "Machit olachas b'mishicha, avshchita b'mishicha." Right, and that is, it's comparing shechting to an arrow. It teaches us the arrow is propelled by the drawing of the bowstring. So too, the animal must have a shechita of a drawing or sawing motion of the knife. Tani Rabbi Yishmael, v'shachat ein v'shachat ela umashach, and he shall slaughter the bull. And what it means, and he shall slaughter, is only, and he shall draw. V'cheinu omer zahav shachut, drawn out gold. Right? Okay, it's talking about the gold that has to be pulled out. For mechit shachut l'shalomir medimer, and same thing we saw before, shoots is going to be done in a sawing motion. My v'omer, what do you mean, second pasuk over here? V'chit teiman, if you want to say, so shachet shnitva kechutu, that shachet gold is actually gold that's spun like thread. Right? How do you know it's if it's gold thread over here? You think that it means both shechted and drawn out, but it's spun like a thread. Tashma chet shachet l'shonim. I'll say back and say no, it's got to be sharpened like an arrow, which does show that one has to shecht it. In a sawing motion, like of a blade. Story time. Rabba have a badik leg gira le Rabbi Yona bar Tachlifa. Rabba was checking an arrow for Rabbi Yona bar Tachlifa. He wanted to make sure that it's all smooth and good. V'shachet ba'ov ba'hadi deparach. Then shechted a bird with it while the bird was flying. Right, so this is what happened. Maybe the arrow entered the side of the bird's neck and it burrowed between. So, why are you saying it's kosher? It says, "Gomer chazinan, we saw gitfei demifrei. Beep, turn the page. Amen alf. The feathers around the bird's throat were sliced, showing that the arrow had penetrated the front of the neck and never burrowed. I avoid by kisoi, but you have to do kisoi of the blood that spills out, which is hard when it's flying by. This blood is in a big area. And if you want to say that they're able to go out to find it, to cover it, still a problem. For Hamar Rabbi Zera Amarav, Hashochit Tzarech Sheitin Afer Lamata V'Afer Lamala. When you do Kisoy Dam, you have to put Dam on the bottom and on the top. The Pasuk says, V'Chisal Ba'Afer, and she'll cover it in blood.
offer lo namer ela be offer in the earth. Put offer in both parts.
On both sides, on the top and on the bottom. So in the case of Yonah, the blood of the flying bird fell on the hard ground below, so therefore, you know, there was no soap underneath. The mazmanly offered the kula paksa. No, it actually worked out because he prepared the earth in the entire valley where the bird was flying beforehand. So they had the turret that was there ready. She says that Ephraim Kolabika, offer Kolabika, Haya Messia Bekotish, Oshaya offered Tichuach Mazamno Bepelka, who's already there, Pitka Bika. Right? So they had this this whole valley. That's what Paxa is. It's a valley over here. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a gri, gri, day.